Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing the difference between CPD and qualification courses in beauty and aesthetics. Here today we have guest Molly Kelly, Head of Quality Assurance at the Institute of Aesthetics. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. So, could you tell me a bit more about yourself and your background?
Okay, so I've been teaching since 2002. I went to Huddersfield Uni and initially started teaching, or I set up to do liquor licensing, customer service, that kind of thing. It was always going to be business to business teaching rather than going into school or colleges or anything like that. And I went immediately on qualifying, I went into training for licensing for security, which was an interesting time, and that's kind of what I bring to the aesthetics industry, is my knowledge of the way that the government rolls out licensing. I've been involved in the security rollout. I was involved in taxi driver rollout on licensing, and I was involved in pharmacy rollout. So a lot of what I've done is teacher training, assessor training, and IQA training. So I've seen a lot of legislation being introduced, and I personally think the rollout will come fairly quickly now that the qualifications exist.
Definitely, and that's for aesthetics as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, where we're at right now is that we have a couple of providers for level 5 and level 7 aesthetic practice. When I say providers, I mean awarding bodies. One that we work with, Qualify, have opened that up to all aesthetic practitioners. The other one, awarding body, VTCT, has made their level 7 medic only. They're very closely aligned with JCCP, and you know, they're very strongly in that medic camp. Qualify, on the other hand, who we're working with, they're very, very strict. And I think it's about to shake the industry up.
Oh, definitely. We actually did a previous episode with some of the head people of Qualify. I think it was our third episode of the podcast. So it's been interesting to see how over a year since we've done that now, how things have been changing relatively quite rapidly as well.
Yeah, I think when we got approval, we were one of the first half a dozen or so to get that approval, and basically the challenge that academies have got at the moment is that they are not qualified to deliver qualifications. So many academies have got either a CPD teaching certificate, which is just an attendance only, it's CPD. It doesn't qualify them to teach qualifications. And I've currently got maybe 12 or 15 academy owners that are doing their level 5 diploma in education and training, which is equivalent to what we did at uni 20 years ago, sort of thing. So yes, so there's a lot of academy owners that really need to step up their game and get themselves to level 5 teaching.
No, definitely. You've just started a really great segue into one of my questions, actually, which is what are the main differences between having a CPD certificate and an actual qualification?
The beauty and aesthetics industry are really quite different to anything I've been involved in before. In the 90% of what I saw going on maybe 4 or 5 years ago was totally all CPD. I'm quite interested in machines and technology, and there were no qualifications when I started. So we offer a CPD course around body sculpting and HIFU and that type of thing. Now, the difference between CPD and a qualification is that CPD standard companies, basically you write your course material, or as often happens, pinch somebody else's, send it to the CPD company, and they approve it for CPD certification. That's all it is. It literally is continuing professional development. It's an attendance certificate. There's no real requirement for assessment. And that's been my biggest challenge working with academy owners, for them to get their head round the fact that for a qualification, they've got to formally assess the student, and there's got to be an amount of assessment. So, for example, on level 4 qualifications, we do 4 case study observations. On level 5, we've qualified, there are 12 case study observations. On level 7, there are 20 case study observations. So by the end of it, as an assessor, I can say that person is competent and knowledgeable, because there's written assessments as well. So the other thing about qualifications that are quite different from CPD is that qualification has a specification that is registered with Ofqual. Ofqual are the Office of Qualifications. They're a government body, and Ofqual regulate awarding organisations like Qualify, like VTCT, like Focus Awards. That's the other awarding organisation that we work with, and a lot of our industry don't really understand the relationship between me as a training provider, or any training provider, the awarding organisation, and Ofqual. So Ofqual regulate the organisation, the awarding organisation like Qualify. Qualify regulate us, all right, and make sure we have standards. And the process of assessment is that my student will come in, they will do their 12 client models, 12 consultations. Our assessor will assess them, okay? And our internal quality assurance will observe the assessor giving feedback to the student and ensure that all students are treated the same, all fairly, they're all being assessed to the same standard. And then once I've got a student completed and we've got all their evidence in a portfolio, we claim a certificate from the awarding body or awarding organisation. And then, and only then, will the external quality assurance team at the awarding organisation, they will look at that evidence, agree the evidence before certification, and if they feel there's anything missing from the portfolio that we've not evidenced, then they'll request us to do it and put it in there. So our end game is to make sure that everything's in, all the observations, all the evidence that the students have written. The other thing that we're required to do is plagiarism check it and ensure that they've not copied and pasted answers off a website. So a qualification is very different to rocking up and doing a day's course and getting a CPD cert that the training provider has already printed out this morning because they knew you were coming. But how do they know you're going to pass? You know, how do you know that they're going to be able to do it? And that's the main difference, is that with CPD, there are no real requirements for assessment. It is down to the integrity of the training provider, or in this industry, they like to call themselves academies. It's purely down to that academy, that school, that training provider's integrity to make sure that their students are competent when they leave. And as we all know, a lot of them are not, but they'll still get a certificate because they turned up on the day. So what we do that's a little bit different, and I'm a teacher, I don't agree with fast track. That isn't actually what we offer. We offer a pathway. Now that pathway looks like a level 3 qualification, a level 4 qualification, anatomy and physiology at level 4, and then a skin needling qualification so that they can get that needling experience, and then they'll come back when they've got the needling experience and they'll do the Botox, and then they'll come back, then they'll do the fillers. So it's not all done in 5 days or 6 days or 9 days. And basically at that point, if a student is not deemed confident, is not deemed competent, then we'll do another 3 days. And basically we'll bring them in, they'll work one-to-one on their own. There's a lot of good training providers out there, academies that do that. We'll work with only one or two students, but my first experience of training filler was, there were 6 students. We did our full lip each, and then we got a certificate. So it's very, very different. The other thing about CPD, and this is my myth buster thing, is that a lot of people say fast track and there's level 3 and level 4 anatomy and physiology within fast track. That is a complete and utter crock of rubbish. All right, because levels do not apply within a CPD course because they're not assessing it. How can someone say that they are level 3, then level 4 anatomy and physiology if it's not been assessed? So we do a level 4 and it's Ofqual regulated. It's certified through Focus Awards, who are another awarding organisation, and we do that within our pathway. And in total, my average student is from signing up, doing a level 3 in anaphylaxis, to walking out the door with advanced Botox and fillers, 8 months, 9 months, okay? The other thing is about, I mean, I've been teaching for a long time, so I understand how people learn. And if you get information on 20 different things, B12, anatomy, physiology, vitamin D, vit drips, dermaplaning, microneedling, chemical peels, Botox, fillers in 5 days, your brain can't process it. And it's as simple as that. So bite-sized chunks is the way forward. So I'm pretty excited about level 5 and 7 being rolled out properly.
That's brilliant. And obviously when applying for insurance, it varies to individual circumstances, so we can't always guarantee it. But you must also meet certain prerequisites, like having been on a UK accredited course. Having a level 5 or 7 qualification is a great advantage, but it's not a requirement for insurance.
And the other thing is that, I mean, I do CPD certify my Botox and my fillers, but I do that up to advanced because I know that my students, I'm basically preparing them to go on to level 7. Mm. All right, so level 7 would be very, very difficult to do with no prior injectable experience. So there is a place for it still in the middle of this process. And that's basically what my students who are currently starting level 5 and 7 have been through, is they've done a level 3, they've done a level 4, they've CPD certified, mesotherapy, fat dissolving, skin boosters, then they've finished a level 4 skin needling when they've got insured for that, and then they've moved on and done CPD, Botox and fillers. And when they come to do level 7, they'll have had lots of practice. So, and I don't think the academic part of level 7 is as scary because they've been prepared for that with the written part of level 5. So I honestly think aesthetic practitioners, you know, regardless of the background, will find level 5 more challenging only because they've not had to write at that academic level before, you know, unless, of course, they've done a different degree. But, you know, currently we've got nurses, we've got people that have come from a beauty aesthetics background, we've got people that have come from a teaching background like me, and we've even got doctors and pharmacists that are doing teaching quals right now with us, and they're also doing the level 7, although technically they don't need to because they're already level 7. But if they're going to teach it, they need to understand the content qualification. Hmm. So that's their way of doing best practice.
Hmm. That's brilliant. Obviously, you've mentioned a lot about the courses and what you've been up to yourself. So what kind of courses then does the Institute of Aesthetics offer that could be useful for our audience to know or possibly sign up to?
Okay, so my background is teacher training. So we offer level 3 award in education and training. We offer level 3 assessing vocational achievement. They're your core teaching quals. There is a level four, but you can miss that out if you're going on to level five, because there's a lot of duplication in four and five. So level five diploma in education and training is a big qualification. It's quite challenging, more challenging than the level five aesthetics, in my opinion. I've done a lot of first aid training and health and safety stuff. So the first qualification that my students do is a level three in immediate management of anaphylaxis. We feel that's important because the first thing that they are going to do is introduce products into people's skins. And if it'll be products that they may not have had before, so anaphylaxis is a real risk, then we've got a whole suite of level four qualifications for chemical peels, microneedling, micropigmentation, semi-permanent makeup, and we then go on to level five and level seven, as well as the CPD stuff that we kind of mix in between it all. But essentially, the important thing for anybody new coming into the industry is that if you're brand new, you can't go on to level five without having a level three and level four. You can't go on to level five if your CPR and immediate management of anaphylaxis is not in date. So we, you know, my particular expertise is preparing people for licensing and having seen quite a few other industries being licensed. And I'm also seeing right now that for level four stuff like micropigmentation and laser in particular, a lot of councils are no longer accepting CPD certificates. So we're quite busy with those level fours as well. But they've got a four, they can go on to five. And if they've got five, brilliant, they can go on to seven. There's rules within off-call regulated qualifications as well that are not just key to aesthetics. There's entry requirements to certain qualifications, and that's the thing that anyone new right now needs to understand, is what are those entry requirements, and make sure you go with a training provider that is not going to leave you out in the cold, that you're meeting those requirements. And there's some great providers out there, and there's quite a few qualified centres now. And I can say, of all the awarding bodies that I've worked with, they are the strictest. Premises inspections, you know, not just the quality of the teaching, but the environment and everything else as well.
No, they're very, very good, and we're so happy to partner with them as well, from InSync Insurance, because we know that they leave no stone unturned, essentially.
It can be challenging. as a training provider, you always want to do the absolute best, but as I say, more scrutiny than I've experienced in 20 years of teaching from Qualify. But that's a good thing. That's what the industry needs. I feel it's what insurers like yourself need, because you will know without a shadow of a doubt if someone has a level five or a level seven qualification, they've been observed doing that treatment 12 times or 20 times. And that is what we need to know, is that we're going somewhere that has got competent injectors, you know. So I'm excited about the future of the industry. I think there will be quite a few that fall off, you know, currently, you know, doing backstreet treatments, mobile treatments and that sort of thing. And I think we will quite literally get to the point where the customer is going for quality rather than price.
No, definitely. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up this episode?
Oh, not really. I've done a blog about CPD and qualifications. If anybody wants any more information, then we can attach that link, or they can wing me and ask me for it.
We'll include like the links in the especially for a link to your website for the institute in the podcast description as well, so if anyone is interested they can check it out after listening to us.
I better put my InSync partner badge on there then.
Esperant, well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh,
it's been really great to pick your brains. And I hope everyone else has really enjoyed the information you've been able to give us today.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you to my guest today, Molly Kelly, for talking about the difference between CPD and qualification courses. The Institute of Aesthetics offer both types of courses, so to learn more, please visit www.ioauk.com. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in soon for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.